Have you ever heard people call it an outhouse?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have one out there before we got any electricity or anything out there. Well, I lived 32 years out the road, me and my wife did. And when we first moved in there, we didn't have no electricity. We dug a well. That's something that'd be something. We dug two wells in our marriage. I mean hand dug. Mm-hmm. Been drawing on water by hand. I guess you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I do. We dug one. First house we lived in over there, and then we dug one out yonder. We had it hooked on two bathrooms to it and pumped it dry, so we had to put down a deep well.
Have you ever heard people call an outdoor toilet anything special if they were making a joke about it or something like that?
No, I don't believe that.
Well, what do you say you're doing when you get in your car and you go somewhere? You say you're gonna your car to town. You're gonna do what?
Most time when you go out there, you go shopping.
When you're actually in the car and running the car, you say.
Doing for it. You're just driving, it's the only thing I can do. I just say to myself.
Just driving the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said you your father was a farmer, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the buildings that you find on a farm?
Well, on a farm, you had a corn crib. You had a...
Is that a place where you stored corn?
Yeah, right. That's a building. Oh, it's big in that whole thing there. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of corn you'd raise. Say if you had three milk cows, like it was when I raised up a pair of mules, you'd have a crib big enough to grow enough corn to feed them mules and them cows. And you'd cut hay and fodder to feed them cows. Mules. Of course, we'd pick out the nubbins and feed them to the cows and make them milk good.
What's a nubbin?
A nubbin of corn, a little short ear of corn. See, they're all not the same size, you know. Some of them, other words.
These things were about, two inches?
Other words, average ear of corn is about like that. You might find a bunch of corn there, but like that's the right cow to chew on, see. And you'd pick through that corn and give that cow that nubbin and she'd give you good milk. Hmm. Or you can take the good corn and chop it up with a hatchet and give it all to her. And she still could still give you good rich milk. And same thing, but you have. I had a corn sheller. I give it, it's over there on my place, and I happened to see it the other day, and I give it to my grandson, and I said, son, you might want that. You want that corn sheller on the box. I used to shell my corn from my hogs and pour it in the trough. Lots of people just throw it in there in the air. But I learned that if you could soak that corn overnight and it softened that corn, and your hogs would fatten twice as fast. Soak that corn, sweat it overnight. I just kept me a barrel out there with a lid on it. And I just dip down there and get me a bucket of corn and give them hogs. Of course, and I guess somebody accused you of taking to make whiskey now.
Have you ever heard of homemade whiskey called anything in particular?
Moonshine.